Well, Declan, a good victory in the end. I suppose a sluggish enough start.
Yeah, we didn't start that well, and you know, we were under pressure for a bit, especially with the early direct ball coming in from Armagh. But listen, you know, once we got a minute half time, it was all squared. Half time without us playing really too much in the first half, to be quite honest, Patrick kept us in it with the scores. But second half, once we got the intensity levels up and moved the ball a bit quicker, we did look dangerous going forward. Yeah. And the defence tightened up.
They did cause problem with the high ball in, and Ian McHugh on the full forward did cause your problems a goal on two, I think.
Yeah, he did, absolutely, no doubt about that. There, he did cause problems, and I think once we dropped Keelan Ward back in there, Keelan had he's a more physical presence, and I think he done well when he went back in there. But it's always a difficult ball to handle in there, high ball coming in around the square, and it's probably gone out of the game in the last number of years with the running game, but more teams see that now as an option, so it's something that we've got to be mindful of. But in terms of our attacking play, I thought the second half was good now.
Yeah, because in the first half you were struggling to break them down as well, weren't you? And you were struggling to create openings.
We were, Tom. We weren't, I think, you know, we hadn't enough wood in the first half, and once we got that bit of wood in the second half and we got the half forward line moving, as I say, a lot of movement. Niall coming off the bench, Stephen coming off the bench, all contributed well in the second half.
Four games in now, obviously the McKenna Cup, you're in through to a final, that's going to be in a number of weeks' time. The McKenna Cup was all about preparing for the league. How happy are you that you're prepared? What position are you in for the league now, do you
think? Yeah, well, listen, the McKenna Cup, people have their own ideas in the McKenna Cup. From our point of view, and I've been very strong on this from the start, that if we weren't playing McKenna Cup, we would be looking for challenge matches, but we had to get ready for the National League. And yeah, it's been brilliant preparation for us. And listen, it's great to be in the final against Tyrone in a couple of weeks' time. But as I say, we'll park that up for the time being, and we look forward to Killarney. We know it's a huge test for us. But listen, from a preparation point of view, I have to say, yeah, the McKenna Cup has been very, very useful.
Yeah, and some players have come in, like Nathan Mullins has come in. You know, we saw Stephen McBurty coming on tonight there. Niall O'Donnell coming on tonight in the second half, scoring 3 points each. A lot of people coming in. Leo McLuhan came back as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and those guys are all contributing. As I say, Nathan Mullins done well in the middle of the park, and Leo's great to see Leo back. Unfortunately, Owen picked up a small knock during the week, but he'll be okay for next week. And we made a number of changes there, but there's a lot of lads still to come back in. But as I say, our attention turns directly now to Killarney and a real stiff test ahead of us next Sunday.
Before we leave tonight, Tony McLennan went off, I think, injured in the first half. Steve McBurty went off in the second half. How are they?
I haven't even got back into the dressing room, Tom, to see what the story is. Hugh McFadden cried off just at the very, very start also. So there's a number of players picked up a number of knocks. But listen, we'll analyse that now later on this evening. And as I say, get back in tomorrow morning and focus on Kerry.
Yeah, focus on Kerry. Now, obviously, the league starts. It's a difficult trip, a difficult opener.
Yeah, listen, it's difficult, but listen, what a place for any young lad to go down and learn this trade at inter-county level, back the home of the kingdom, high in the backyard. So it's going to be a real test for us. But listen, this is all about looking forward to us, the big pictures on the 13th in terms of the 13th of May in terms of the championship. But now we start the National League into phase two from our point of view, and let's hope, as I say, we learn from some of the McKenna Cup games. But we know the serious tests ahead, and we're looking forward to those tests.
Yeah, four games away, three at home. Obviously, that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, the league normally, the home team have, it's you have the one your home matches, and but listen, we're and the first two are away in Kerry, and away in the second home match is in Croke Park. So real stiff test openers.
Dublin,
first.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dublin and Croke Park. So real stiff opener. But listen, that's something we're looking forward to, and that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be as inter-county footballers, playing against the top teams.
Yeah, we know you were talking about Michael Murphy earlier on, and obviously Paddy McGrath is going to be out as well. Owen McHugh as well hasn't played much football. Is Neil McGee is out as well, missed the McKenna Cup. Is there any chance of them making Kerry?
No, not next week. We sat down with the guys. The plan has been drawn out a number of weeks back, and maybe a number of months back. And those guys are back training at the minute and going well. And we're looking probably the middle of February when hopefully that they return. But as I say, it's an opportunity for these lads that are getting in now to get some game time, and that's where you want to be. And as I say, you want to build a strong squad, and that's what we're looking at.
How close are you in your mind at this stage to picking your team for next weekend? Now, or your first 15?
Next weekend, maybe not, I mightn't be that far away. I'm probably not going to be that far away from it, but as I say, we'll sit down and we'll have a management meeting in the morning, and we'll go through all that. But listen, busy times ahead.
Yeah.